God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored the dignity of human nature, grant that we may share the divine life of him who humbled himself to share our humanity, your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north, and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth. Among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor. Together, a great company, they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water, in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the coastlands, far away. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather him and will keep him as a shepherd a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and has redeemed him from hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their fill of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my bounty, says the Lord. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in reading from Psalm 84. How dear to me is your dwelling, O God of hosts. My soul has a desire and longing for your courts. My heart and my flesh rejoice in the living God. The sparrow has found her house, and the swallow a nest where she may lay her young. By the side of your altars, O God of hosts, my ruler and my God. Happy are they who dwell in your house. They will always be praising you. Happy are the people whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on the pilgrim's way. Those who go through the desolate valley will find it a place of springs, for the early rains have covered it with pools of water. They will climb from height to height, and the God of gods will be revealed in Zion. O God of hosts, hear my prayer. Hearken, O God of Jacob. Behold our defender, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Today is a first Sunday service, so as most of you know, that means we won't have our typical sermon, and a few things that we normally aren't as interactive about, I would say. We're going to be interactive about today. And in a moment, I'm going to ask our usher to hand out some stars, and I'll let you know what those are for, but let me get there with you first. Today is the 12th day of Christmas. So we are, if you look around us, you can see there are, it still looks like Christmas in here. And we're still singing Christmas songs. And that is on purpose. We didn't forget to change the music. But it's the end of the Christmas season, and we're moving into a feast called Epiphany. And then the days after Epiphany kind of form their own season. And so the story that we heard in the gospel today is a story about three very important people, these wise people. We don't know for sure if they were men or if they were kings or exactly what their occupation was. But, and we actually don't know if there were three of them. But we know that these were people who came from afar. They were strangers, aliens, we might call them. And they brought gifts to the baby Jesus. Now, the way they got from far, far away to where Jesus was by following a star. And so the star is a symbol that we see and use a lot during this time of Epiphany. And if you think about, some of you might know what the word Epiphany means. It's like when you have a sudden aha, but it also means a manifestation, an appearing. It's like this whole season we're going to be looking for where Jesus shows up, where we most see God in our lives. So we want to be like these three wise stargazers. Do you know, some people thought they were like magicians. That's another word for them. Or scientists. In a way, they were the scientists of their time. And we want to be like them and be willing to follow where we believe God is leading us. And you'll notice that at first they go to where the king is. They think, well, if something important is happening, it's going to be where the king is. But actually, that's not where the star was leading them. The star was leading them to where Jesus was. And Jesus doesn't always show up where all the powerful, important people are. Jesus can show up anywhere. So one of the things that I hope we'll think about during this season that we're heading into is how we pray. And in the church, every Sunday, pretty much, we do prayers of the people. I'm going to need a little help bringing over this. Matt, could you help me bring that? So this is a little teaching part of the sermon today, and I'm enlisting lots of help from people that I didn't warn in advance. So you never know what's going to happen on a first Sunday, but I have a very able helper here. Thank you. So I'm going to ask for everyone's help during the prayers of the people, and that's where the stars are going to come in. If you would like to write a prayer, but it has to be really short. It has to be like a word or a phrase, and then we'll say them during the prayers of the people, which come up in just a minute. But we have these different categories. So when we pray every Sunday, their words are different, but there are topics or ideas or categories that we're always trying to cover in our prayers of the people. So one of them is for church leaders, whether that's lay people, all of you, it could be clergy, our bishop, things like that. One of them is leaders out in the world. So just like the wise people went to see the king, we do pray for people in power that they will make good decisions. We pray for justice and peace and the common good. The third category is the earth and all creation, and that we use our resources well. The fourth category is everybody we love. So we pray for people who maybe are in our family. We might pray for people in the church who've helped us. Sometimes we pick a ministry like the Altar Guild or musicians, and we pray for them. We can pray for our pets, for everybody that we care about. We also pray next for people who are hurting. So those might be specific names of people we know who are in the hospital or who are sick, or they might just be general. Sort of, we know that there are people out there who don't have enough to eat or who need a place to live, and we pray for anyone who is hurting. And then the final category is we pray for people who have died. And so, and they're not always exactly in this order, but that's the order that they're in today. At the 8 o'clock service, when we had the prayers of the people, I think we do it again today, we prayed, for instance, for President Jimmy Carter, who passed away this past week at the age of 100. So these are the categories. Now, Tim, our usher, is going to be handing around some stars and some pens, so that if you would like to write on a star, you just have to raise your hand and let him know. And I have some stars here, too. I thought maybe for the people up front, they might want extra stars. We have a lot of people up front, but it's all through the church. So I found an extra one. Oh, I'll take it. Okay. I'll hold on to that one. So when we get to the prayers of the people, we're going to pause. We always pause, and we love it when people say a prayer out loud, but I know a lot of times people don't feel comfortable saying their prayers out loud, and that's okay, because God can hear us whether we say our prayers out loud or not. But this time when we pause, it's not to say the prayer out loud. You can do that, but it's to bring forward your star. So, and then we'll have a little way that we put the stars up for all of us to kind of help with the prayers. Does that make sense? Everyone kind of know what you're, just a word or two. And if it falls into one of these categories, I have a feeling we'll do a lot of, like, for everyone we love and everyone who's hurting. But if you can think of a word or two to go in these other categories, that would be great as well. So that is our plan. And keep your hands up if you need a star or a pen. They're still coming around. And I will, while we're finishing this up, I would like to read an Epiphany blessing to you. And this is from a wonderful woman religious named Joyce Rupp. And her Epiphany blessing is this. The story of the astrologers who traveled to the Christ child by following a star has endless meaning for those of us who live today. For we too are seekers. We too travel by faith, not knowing how long or how far we must go before we encounter Christ, the one love of our hearts. Like the wise ones, we see the star, lose sight of the star, find the star again. Like them, we do not give up our desire to discover the one love who waits to guide our way. May you listen to your soul stirrings, urging you to leave the home of your satisfactions, to risk new discoveries by traveling into the land of don't know. May you allow yourself to be guided by the star of grace with the assurance of an abiding faith as you seek the path of spiritual growth. May you be willing to journey with vulnerability in the land of darkness and obscurity when the way fills with uncertainty. May you daily bring your gift of your truest self and offer this to the revealer of love who knows the bounty of your virtues. May you be filled with gratitude each time you discover the one love in some aspect of your life. And may the joy that the wise travelers expressed upon discovering the Christ child also dance within your hearts. Amen.
Amen. Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed on page 3 of your bulletin. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the church and the world.
Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. We pray for all bishops, deacons, priests, and lay leaders. As God's love brings hope to the world, may our light shine before all. Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. As God's love brings hope to the world, may our light shine before all. Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. As God's love brings hope to the world, may our light shine before all. Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. As God's love brings hope to the world, may our light shine above. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. As God's love brings hope to the world, may our light shine before all. We commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled, and we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. We pray for the repose of the souls of former President Jimmy Carter and the Reverend John Morris, and for their families and friends who mourn. As God's love brings hope to the world,
may our light shine before all.
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And what we'll do now is we will finish these right after church, because I don't want to keep Russ up here all morning. And they'll go out into the narthex, and then these prayers will be with us as we have our service this evening as well.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of our Savior Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through the grace of Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you. Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year to you. As I mentioned just a minute ago, we do have another service today. At 5 o'clock, there will be a very brief 12th night evening prayer service, and we're meeting in the narthex. So all your star prayers and the prayers that are on the twinkly prayer trees will be surrounding us. We'll have a brief service, and then for those who want to stick around for a little longer, we will have a fire going and make s'mores. And, you know, it is the end of the Christmas season, and it is sort of back to school, back to work time. So this is just a tiny little 12th night party. It will be brief, it will be simple, but everyone is welcome to come for that. We also have a lot of things in the yellow sheet that are coming up. We're in that season where we're shifting into some of the other work of the church, like having our annual meeting at the end of the month. So that means that there are reports due, that we are looking for volunteers who would like to serve either in the vestry or to become convention delegates for the diocesan convention. That's in November, and it is in Reading this year, I believe, so not online. I like the ones in person better than the online ones, so let us know if you're interested in learning more about any of that. We also, you'll see on the back, we have the bishop coming later this month. We have just a lot of fun and interesting stuff going on, including that the conservator who helped do this magnificent job with our window is coming to speak after church. So take a look at all of those announcements, mark your calendars, take your yellow sheet home. We also are helping out with some things, so we are looking for more volunteers to help with the Davis Community Meals and Housing. There's an announcement about that, and also an announcement about signing up to bring a meal during the week that we're helping with the winter shelter. So lots and lots to consider there, and I hope you'll get involved in whatever way makes the most sense for you. We had one celebration that we received in advance, and now you have to remind me, it's a birthday. Russ, my helper. It's Russ is having a birthday, I think tomorrow. Is that right? Okay, well, very, very cool. Is there any other celebration or milestone that's, oh, right here, Adele.
My adoption day is today, and on Tuesday it's going.
And what's on Tuesday?
Baptism.
So an adoption day and a baptism anniversary. Oh, that is really special. Thank you for sharing that. Wow, birthdays, this is lots of good stuff. Well, if you will turn to page 4, we have a prayer that we say together for celebrations and milestones. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our usher, Tim, has little bags to hand out. If you are new and would like a welcome bag, a goodie bag, please let him know. And If you have not been here for a while, you may need a little instruction around communion. You come down the center aisle and then you choose from two stations. On this side, I intinct the bread into the wine and pass it to you. And on this side, the bread and the wine are offered separately. All of the bread we're using now is gluten-free and vegan, so hopefully you won't need to worry about what the ingredients are. And if you would prefer to come forward and just cross your arms for a blessing, you can do that as well. Everyone is welcome to receive communion, and we're happy if you let an usher know that you need it to be brought to you. We can do that also. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks for this.
Lord of all life, you created the universe where all living things reflect your glory. You give us this great and beautiful earth to discover and to cherish. You give us your love even when things go wrong. Jesus knew hurt and pain. Through him, you wipe away our tears and fill us with your peace, and you give us happy times and things to celebrate. In these, we taste your kingdom, a feast for all your children. You made us all, each wonderfully different, to join with the angels and sing your praise. Thank you, loving Father, because when we turned away, you sent Jesus, your Son. He gave his life for us on the cross and shows us the way to live. Send your Holy Spirit that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us Christ's body and his blood. On the night before he died, when darkness had fallen, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, broke it, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After they had eaten, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my blood, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." So, Father, with this bread and this cup, we celebrate his love, his death, his risen life. As you feed us with these gifts, send your Holy Spirit and change us more and more to be like Jesus, our Savior. Help us, Father, to love one another as we look forward to that day when suffering is ended and all creation is gathered in your loving arms. And now, with Blessed Martin and all your saints, we give you glory through Jesus Christ in the strength of the Spirit, today and forever. Amen. And now first in English, in Spanish, and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Before we say the post-communion prayer, I forgot one important announcement. Right after church, after I've said hello to people as they're leaving, some of us, whoever wants to, we're going to gather at the front door, the door most of us come in, and chalk the doorway. Some of you were here for this last year, and you know what I'm talking about, but it is a tradition around Epiphany to chalk a doorway to bless the incoming year. And we will also have chalk and handouts for you to take home with you. So stick around before, sort of in between church and coffee hour, if you'd like to be part of that. Please rise for the post-communion prayer. Let us pray. Holy One, you feed us with bread from heaven and the gifts of Mother Earth. In this communion, you have drawn us into your embrace, and you call us to friendship with one another. You have given us the gift of reconciliation. May we who have tasted that gift from you offer ourselves in peace and humility to one another. And may you always walk among us as a friend. Amen. May Almighty God, who sent his Son to take our nature upon him, bless you in this holy season, scatter the darkness of sin, and brighten your heart with the light of his holiness. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks be to God.